This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. The Four Bridges Arts Festival is happening this weekend. It's Chattanooga's popular visual and fine arts festival, and it brings together art lovers and buyers. WUTC's Will Davis introduces us to two local artists participating this year.
Miles Freeman is a painter, mostly acrylics on wood, and his subject matter is abstract, maybe even surreal. On the day I visit his home studio, he's getting ready for the Four Bridges Arts Festival.
Are all of these pieces going to be in the show? These are all new?
At this point, I think so, yeah.
Freeman took art classes as a kid, but back then, he didn't want to be an artist. Later in life, something changed.
You could say that it was maybe a midlife crisis, but I guess the best way to put it is that around 39, I started to figure out that nothing was working. That I wanted to be self-employed, and I'd done carpentry and remodeling and things like that, but it was all very dissatisfying. And it was getting hard on my body. So I started thinking, you know, what could I do that would involve my mind a bit more, my creativity, and would allow me to express something that's, you know, a little bit deeper than fixing somebody's roof. Then my knee crapped out, and I had knee surgery. But anyway, while I was recovering, my wife brought me a sketchbook and some pens and pencils, and I started doodling. And after two or three months of that, I just had this urge to paint.
At first, Freeman struggled to find the right subject matter for his paintings. And even when he did, he didn't show his work to anyone until his first Four Bridges Arts Festival.
When I first got there the first day, I thought, I don't belong here. I'm not anywhere near in these folks' league. I want to pack my stuff up and go home. Well, I got second place and I think a juror's award, which was just mind boggling the second day of the show. And the jurors came over and talked to me for a little while, and they said, this is it. You shouldn't have any doubt at this point that this is what you're cut out to do. Don't look back, is what one of them said to me. My mom was there. She was in tears. My wife was in tears. And that was the first time I knew I was kind of onto something.
Today, Freeman is a full-time artist, and he's busy creating about 60 new pieces for this year's festival.
Once I got into the show, I went full bore, I'm building all my panels, so there's a lot of carpentry involved in it, actually, and figuring out, how am I going to hang it? How am I going to present it? How do I price it? How do I make tags? What kind of signature do I want to put on it? What kind of, just like archival details. Do I want to varnish it? So this is kind of where I'm at with it. I'm not sure I really want to go into the gallery scene, and I really don't care anything about the sort of rarefied, less than 1% of the art market where people are just art stars and multimillionaires. That seems revolting. So I'm not chasing fame, but I would like to make a comfortable living and have the work be in demand. Not me, but the work.
Across town, Holly Chastain is using found images, book covers, and old letters for her collage and mixed media art. Chastain is also an illustrator.
I'm actually doing the poster for Four Bridges this year. I'm going to participate in Four Bridges for the first time, my first festival, actually. So that's exciting and nervous.
Unlike Freeman, Chastain always knew she wanted to be an artist.
I started at a very young age. Actually, in the past couple of months, both of my grandparents just passed away, and my mom has been cleaning out their house and a little bit of her house, and she's bringing me boxes of drawings from when I was 3, 4, 5 years old. And I can remember that's all I ever did was draw and read. So I grew up people telling me that's what I should do and that I was good at it and things like that. And then I did art in high school and all the way up, and it's really all I've ever done.
Chastain spent days raising her young children and nights making art. Success came naturally.
It actually just sort of happened. It was sort of an accident. I just started making things and putting things out there. I believe Tumblr at the time was the website that I used. And I was contacted by Etsy at some point. They sent a crew down and did a video. And then I was seen by the Jealous Curator, which is a art site, Danielle Crissa, and she did a couple features, and then everything really just snowballed from there. And I had a couple shows and started doing illustration, and it kind of naturally happened for me.
Although this is the first year Chastain is participating in Four Bridges as an artist, she's a longtime fan of the festival.
It's really great because you see local artists there, and then, of course, artists come in from other places. So it's always a really diverse showing, really fun, when it's packed out like a party atmosphere. And I really love that, and it's great to see families enjoying it and all the kids there. What I've always liked about Four Bridges is they've always got a good price point for everybody, if that makes sense. We were always, even when we were kind of strapped, able to go and, you know, pick out something for the house, like as a family, and that's always really great. Of course, for me as an artist, to show our kids to support the arts and that, you know, we're doing that for other people and people do that for me and for our family. So it's always a really great festival.
Well, you know, it's just our big, big local art show. And what's kind of great about it is that it moves beyond the craft and the artisan aspect, which is what a lot of the art shows in this region, including, you know, Nashville, that's the angle that they take. You know, there's sort of the Appalachian theme in this part of the world too, and this show transcends that. So there's a lot of fine art there. It's a big crowd. It seems to be a buying and selling type of event, which is a hard thing to find in this part of the world. You know, where are people actually buying art? Where can I actually sell it? It's a good place to get your work out there and have it be seen, but I think Four Bridges is a great place to actually sell it.
This year's festival takes place on Saturday and Sunday, April 21st and 22nd, at the First Tennessee Pavilion. Miles Freeman and Holly Chastain will be there, as well as over 150 other local and national artists. For WUTC, I'm Will Davis.
For more information about this weekend's Four Bridges Arts Festival, check out their website at fourbridgesartsfestival.org. That's the number 4, bridgesartsfestival.org.